أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته How are you all my dear friends? I hope and pray that you all are in best of your health, taqwa and ever increasing state of iman. Ameen. In today's session of Namaz-e-Nabvi, we will do the issues regarding sajda. I hope that your prayer must be improving day by day inshallah ta'ala. In last session, we did was ruku and standing after ruku, and that's called koma. We learned that how long we have to stand and what we have to recite. I'm hoping that you all must be adapting in best manner. Today we will see sajda and its rulings. When we are about to go in sajda position, then some people first put their hands on the ground while others put their knees first. We will see which one is right and is also proven by authentic narrations. What is sajda? It is a position in which a servant of Allah is closest to his master and he displays his humbleness. Sajda is a very important part of salah. In this position, we show our love for our Rabb the most. So we have to improve and fix our sujood. There are many beautiful du'as proven by sunnah for sujoods. We can supplicate all masnoon du'as while prostrating, but remember, we cannot supplicate Quranic du'as in it. A person call upon his Rabb while whispering in humbleness. He asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what he desire, and our du'as reach Arsh-e-Ilahi fast. As du'as done while prostrating are never rejected because there are very high chances of their acceptance. We will see what should be the posture and position for it and what is the right way to do it. If we had any shortcomings while making sujood, then we will improve ourselves from now on inshallah ta'ala. Let's see the reference first inshallah. You can also see from your books. It is narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, إِذَا سَجَدَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلَا يَبْرُكْ كَمَا يَبْرُكُ الْبَعِيرُ وَلْيَدَعْ يَدَيْهِ قَبْلَ رُكْبَتَيْهِ When any one of you do sajda, then you should not sit like camel. Instead, you should put your both hands first before the knees. There is another narration by Hazrat Wail bin Hajr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in which it is proven to put knees first for prostrating. It is called a da'if hadith by Abu Dawood, Imam Darqutni, Bihqi and Hafiz ibn Hajr. Whereas narration in which hand first by Hazrat Abu Huraira is sahih. So the summary is that when we are about to go for sajda, we will put our hands on the ground first and then our knees. Many people put their knees first, but that hadith's narration is da'if. Let's see the whole process of sajda in points. Those important points which will help us to complete our sajda. Number one, forehead and nose should be on the ground while prostrating. Meaning, placing nose and forehead on the ground for a complete sajda is a must. We have to put both hands during sajda by our shoulder side. Sometimes we put our hands too wide, sometimes too close. And sometimes fingers are wide apart. The best way to judge its position is that how wide our hands are when we do rafal yadain. The same width should be while prostrating. It is okay to put both hands by our ears during sajda. Fingers of the hands should be closer to each other and should be facing Kaaba direction. During sajda, palms of both hands and both knees should be placed on the ground properly. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, someone whose nose is not on the ground like his forehead, then he does not have a salah. Toes of feet should be bent and should be facing Kaaba during sajda. And both feet should be upright too during his position. Heels of both feet should be joined together while toes bend and facing Kaaba. Next thing is our stomach, our chest and our thighs will be higher from the ground and away from each other, meaning will not be joined during sajda. Also, both thighs should be apart, meaning hands, elbows, stomachs, chests and thighs all will have space in between and will not be joined. Elbows should also neither be on the ground nor should be joined by our sides. Instead, they should be high from the ground and away from our sides and should have some space in between. Next is that Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam never used to rest his wrists on the ground during sajda. Instead, he used to keep them little upright and away from his sides. So the white part of his underarms used to be visible. The next is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I am ordered to do sajda on my seven bones. And what are those seven bones? Forehead, both hands, both knees, and on the toes of both feet. Plus, we should not gather our clothes and hair together. So it is very important that each and every one of us should keep all these seven parts properly on the ground and do sajda with ease. In this regards, a special cautionary point for women that it has been seen many women lay their arms on the ground during sajda. They just compose themselves and do sajda in a position in which all of their body parts are joined together, which is absolutely a wrong posture. We do get from the narrations that there is no difference between the salah of men and women. And yes, the difference is only of satr and hijab. So if we are the ones who used to do sajda in that position, then now we will change it, inshallah ta'ala. So our position will be that our stomach, chest, thighs will not be joined together. And we will keep space in between. Our elbows and wrists will not be on the ground, but they will be upright. Our feet will also be upright with toes of feet bent and towards Kaaba, while heels joined together. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that any man or woman among you should not lay their arms on the ground in sajda, the way a dog does. This is very common thing which has been observed. So please try to do sajda the way our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam told us. When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to do sajda, then if a baby goat wanted to pass in between his arms, could have easily passed through while he sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was in that position. Hadith Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, actually, a person is very close to his Rabb in sajda. So supplicate abundantly in this position. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always close to his slaves, but a servant is close to him while he is in sajda position. That was reason Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to supplicate with lot of dedication and great humbleness in his sujood. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam usually used to do sajda on earth as there was no floor in Masjid-e-Nabvi. When Sahaba used to do sajda, if they could not do sajda on mud due to extreme heat, then they used to put a piece of cloth in place of sajda. The same way, it was 21st night of Ramadan and Masjid-e-Nabvi's roof started leaking due to heavy rain. Then Aap sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam did sajda on muddy earth. Aap sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had marks of mud on his nose and forehead. Once Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam did sajda on a mat which was there from long time and it had turned black because of it. Another good news of sajda. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, when Mumin son of Adam recites ayah of sajda, and then reciter of the ayah and the one who listens and do sajda, then shaitan moved to aside while crying, he says, my disaster, destruction and downfall. Son of Adam was ordered to do sajda and he did it. And for him is Jannah. while I was asked to do it and I disobeyed, so for me is fire. So we should do sajda. It should be longer. Posture should be like the way we just learned, and we will refrain ourselves from keeping our arms, stomach and chest together while doing sajda. Hazrat Thauban radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam a deed or action which could take him to Jannah. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam answered, make your sujood mandatory for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with total dedication and ikhlas. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise your status in exchange of every sajda you will do. And He will erase your sins because of it too. So these were the rulings of sajda. Let's see its summary ones. Make your sujood as long as you can make them. Do your du'as in them. Have to do sujood with extreme humbleness. Will not do them while our chest, stomach, arms and thighs are joined together or are very close. Because we did see the narrations in which we learned that Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam never used to do that. He never used to join his arms with his sides and he never used to bend his elbows too. Instead, he used to do his sujood in normal posture. We will not place our hands either too close or too far. Our fingers will not be wide apart. Our nose and forehead will be properly on the ground. We will do our sujood with total dedication. We can do Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tasbih, His praises. We can declare His greatness and also can do supplications. Now try to complete your sujood beautifully. It should be our utmost effort that our salah should be better before Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. Do give your feedbacks to your Islah admin about where you were making mistakes before and now, alhamdulillah, making corrections. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you all. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala remove any and every hindrance in your way. And may He subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from show-off and arrogance. Ameen. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ